A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 9th August 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the increasing efforts by the government to court the diaspora to invest in infrastructure and strategic projects.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa last week revealed that a group of young people in the diaspora had approached the government to fund some of the projects, including recapitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe at the tune of $400 million.
This is despite a disgruntlement from some in the diaspora who feel that the government only wants money from the diaspora but is not keen to engage them or include them in crucial matters, including voting from the countries that they are now based.
The government has also set up a special economic zone chaired by former Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor Dr. Gideon Gono to further spur direct investment from the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadibana njalo emsakazweni we Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho sixoxa khona lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela imizamo kahulumende othi yena sebekhona abafuna ukuthi baphathise uhulumende abahlala phandle kwelizwe, ikakhulu esizwa kuthiwa bakhona eSouth Africa abathi bona bafuna ukufaka imali engange $400 million ku National Railways of Zimbabwe. Lezinye njalo inhlelo imali engafika yona ibillion elilodwa. Imali le izasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Kodwa ke ngakwelinye icele siyakhangela ukubana uhulumende kungani yena kahambelani kahle lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu sikutsho ngoba siyabona ukubana izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe aziphiwanga ithuba lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo lapha kuvotwa lazo zivote. Njalo siyasizwe abaningi bekhala ngokuthi nxa uvela emazweni usiya elizweni ungani hayi awuphathwa kahle. Yiko ke lamhlanje sifuna ukuthi sixoxisane ngakho, sikhangela ke ukuthuthukisa umnotho weZimbabwe ngabasemazweni aphetheya. Jonga
wongu vatereri nevatariri, nyaya iri mudariro nhasi inyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Zvinonzi nehurumende zvine urongwa hwekupinda mumabasa kana maprojects ekusimudzira nyaya dzeupfumi. Tinonzwa kuti kune chimwe chikwata chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzvipira kunge vachiisa mari inosvika $400 million mukumutsiridza kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Takanzwa mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vane chishuvo nechidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inodarika bhiriyoni imwe chete madhora munyaya dzekusimudzira upfumi hwenyika kuburikidza nezvivakwa nemamwe mabasa anomutsiridza maindastry adai kugwadama. Asi tinonzwawo mukati imomo muvamwe vana veZimbabwe vachichema kuti hurumende inonakidzwa nekutenderedza nguvani ichinge ichinonga-nonga mari dzatinge tichitumira kumusha kana dzezvirongwa zvatinenge tiinazvo. Asi kana pasvika panyaya dzinokosha dzinofanana nenyaya dzekuvhota zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika madziri kunze kwenyika ikoko, hurumende inoita inotarisa rutivi. Poitawo zvakare nyaya yedual citizenship yekuti vana veZimbabwe vange vaine mvumo yekunge vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe nechizvarwa chekune imwe nyika kwavagere, hurumende inotarisa rutivi. Ndonyaya dzatiri tikurukure nhasi. Asi kana iri nyaya yekumutsiridza upfumi, aiwa inyaya yakanaka. Vana veZimbabwe vari kunze, pindai, chirongwa ndechenyu, tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu. Gandi.
Yevo ke Jonga, yesi sinxuseke abanye abazasiphathisa lamhlanje ukuthi sixoxe ngodaba lolu ababalisa owake waba ngumphathi ntambo umnumzana Gordon Moyo. Sikhangelele njalo lokuba lo mnumzana Promise Sunday ingcwethi kwezomnotho kunye lo mnumzana Angliston Sibanda usomabhizimusi osebenzela eSouth Africa angenele eZimbabwe uyenza amabhizimusi achiyeneyo agoqela lokufuya inhlanzi jonga fishing. You know, these days there has been an exciting, you know, period where people are doing some things which we never thought possible. Keeping fish and yes. selling them, you know, that's a business that Mr. Sibanda is doing very well, both in Zimbabwe and South Africa. So hopefully when we get him, he's going to tell us more.
Ini ndino chengetwa zvuhu takumusha uko sokuti ibhizimisi randiri kufamba onaro zvakare.
Ah, kuhle jonga, kuhle. Iko sikufuna kuti singachoni isikala siti ah kula mali.
Ndizvo, asi mari inozambudziko rinozoya pakushaiwa vanotenga Kristu. Mari ndokusina. Takamirira vadare vedu timbonzwa zvataurwa nemumwe mutereri pa VOA Facebook Shona. Hanzi zvakanaka chose. Ndimukoma rikaitanga ndataura Sara Bradley Solomon. Vanoti zvakanaka chose, but we need assurance yekuti uori hwabviswa. Sokuti minister ari mutrade yakati yaonenge wada kufamba nayo anotodawo padiki kuti munhu awane residence ere kutanga basa. Mumwe muteereri uyo kuita mumwe anonzi mukoma Bigingoma. Vanotiwo zvakanaka asi uori wakanyanya mari inonyura. Ndoo vatinawo pari zvino vaviri vava vanyora asi vangonyora pfungwa dzakada kufanana mukoma Bradley Solomon namukoma Big Ngoma vari kutyira uori hanzi zvakanaka chose asi uori gandi.
Liqiniso lelo jonga kukanya ukungethembeki kuyabulala kakhulu ilizwe. Siyabona ukubana abanye babefuna ukuthi bahambise kumbe kuthumela khona imali nje uzathola sokuthiwa ah imali leyana kayisayenzanga umsebenzi kadumele iwenze.
Ndizvozvo. Tinozwa zvakare kuti mazuva pera tikati mumwedzi waApril pane rimwe sangano revana veZimbabwe riri kuUnited Kingdom isangano rinonzi Diaspora Investment Group kana kuti Zimbabwe Investment, Zimbabwe Diaspora Investment Group vakaita musangano neinonzi Zimbabwe Investment Authority pamusoro penyaya dzekuti vatsvage kudyidzana munyaya dzemabhizimusi yatingati business partnership. Saka ndevamwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuita zvidikwa-dikwa izvozvo. Tambonzwawo vamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa kunotoine vamwe vana veZimbabwe vatori muzvirongwa zvekurima vakawana minda yekurima. Ndo nyaya dzebudiriro dziri kutaurwa idzodzo kuti dzine chisimudzira nyika.
Ya jonga singakhohlwa ke balalela ukubana lamhlanje ke ibandla le National People's Party belile convention lamhlanje umhlangano omkhulu ukuthi kukhangela ukubana inkokheli ezakhethwayo ziphiwe izikhundla. Yiko ke jonga siyazi ukuthi bakhona kade sisithi labo sizakhulumisana labo sazi ukuthi sizenelise ukuthi basitshele nje ngamafitshane kodwa ke ukathe sikasikhangeleni ukuthi wini kade kusenzakala khona.
Mu program ye government of Zimbabwe ye zimase pane program yekuti investment inogona kuuya ne yavanoti triple P kana kuti public private partnership inowando projects dziri kuitwa dzacho idzodzizi sokutaura kwakaita vamunangagwa kuti kune 1 billion iri kutopindamo. Tina mamwe maZimbabweans futi ari mu UK vakanopiwa lands vari kuita ma programs ku Koromons area mashi vari kurima ikoko vari kurima beans nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvinhu zvatinokudza zvikuru nokuti mari inobva investment inoitwa namaZimbabwe in Zimbabwe investment inoenda isina maconditions unlike investment dzavamwe dzinobva kumwe. MaZimbabweans anonyatsoziva Zimbabwe, vanoziva chokwadi namanyepo pamusoro penyika yavo, vanoziva machallenges ari munyika mavo kana machinvestor. So havanyanyoni nida maconsultants nechi kuti vadi vainveste muZimbabwe nokuti vari kuziva chavari kutaurisana nacho.
Apo mashoko amanzwa abva kuna vaNick Mangwana vanove sachigaro webato rezanopf kuUnited Kingdom chitaura cheZimbabwe chiri kunze kwenyika vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kuUK ikoko kurima hanzi vamwe varikurima soya beans zvakanyanya munharaunda yeGoromonzi ndo mamwe ma investments kana budiriro dzirikuitwa. That's there is Mr. the voice of Mr. Nick Mangwana, Zimbabwean based in the United Kingdom, speaking about investments being carried out by Zimbabweans. And he was talking about Zimbabweans in the UK who are into farming in the Goromonzi area, where they are doing quite well in soybeans farming. So, ndonya investment, Chris.
Yeah, Jonga. Zimbabwe, you know, we hope things will be fine.
And the best paper tear it later, man.
Sure. Yeah, we made a slight mistake there because we had introduced a clip from the National People's Party. I hope this time we get it. Yes, that was a clip showing what happened today in Harare, where the National People's Party, one of the opposition political parties that will be contesting in next year's general elections. And the party, of course, is led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And now back to our topic of the day, the investment topic. Remember, we are talking about diaspora investments. And joining us right now is Mr. Angliston Svanda. He's a very well-known business person operating between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Svanda.
Thank you so much, Chris. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, Mr. Svanda, we are talking business here, and we just want to have your take on the investment that is being proposed by a group of people. We understand they are based in South Africa, and they are saying that they will be investing close to $1 billion into infrastructure in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
I actually applaud that move because it is a step in the right direction, provided that those who are the powers that be will create a conducive environment to allow us from the diaspora to invest back in our country. It is something that is prudent, something that is a welcome development, and we're hoping that the initiative is not going to be hijacked for political reasons, especially by those that have created the crisis that is in the country. So everybody wants to invest back home. I run businesses both in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and this week I'm in Zimbabwe, and we're basically trying to build the agricultural sector. So it is an investment, and today we had a workshop with gold farmers where we are intending to invest in the agricultural sector and in terms of building capacity of the farmers as well as infrastructure. So it is something that we are pushing as Zimbabweans, and we want our country to go back to normal. We are seeing a huge potential in Zimbabwe, where Zimbabwe is the potential of going back into being the breadbasket of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Swanda, earlier on I was talking to my co-host, Jonga Kandemir, here about the fish farming, aquaculture. Can you tell us a bit about aquaculture, especially as an investment that is growing in Zimbabwe? We know in Eastern Africa it has been there for quite some time, but Zimbabweans are beginning to pick up this kind of business. Can you just give us an overview of the strength of this as an investment?
Aquaculture is actually one of the most lucrative businesses that worth investing in, because it is it gives does not only give you the fish as the output to make money. It also gives you the other side to it, where you have to reclaim that water, reoxygenate that water using a system called aquaponics, where you use vegetables to refresh the water. So in other words, it gives you double income, where you get money from selling the fish, as well as you may also make income from selling the vegetables. So it is a lucrative business. It's cheap in terms of investment, but it also it gives you high returns on investment. So it is, and it, apart from that, it can be managed using ICT, making it a very interesting business for young people and for women. We are in an era where technology plays a pivotal role in agriculture. So it's no longer the way, we are no longer doing agriculture the way we used to do, where people go into the fields and get their hands dirty. So aquaculture is one of the viable projects that can be done. And we've seen quite a number of people that are taking up aquaculture in Lawayo. As a consultant, I've helped several people try to set up their aquaculture systems and farms. So it is viable, and the market for fish is abundant, considering that there is actually the number of fish in the sea is actually dwindling. So aquaculture provides that opportunity for the growth of the agricultural sector.
Okay, thank you so much. You keep holding. We have Chonga.
We have Dr. Gordon Moyo, who is a former Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, Dr. Moyo.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Moyo, maybe you can help us here. You were a Minister of State Enterprises and Parastatals during the GNU. And there are Zimbabweans willing to invest over $400 million in the National Railways of Zimbabwe, which is a parastatal struggling. Do you think this is a viable project for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, or even those at home, to invest in the NRZ?
There is no doubt that we need the revitalization of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, because it is the epicenter for the industry in Zimbabwe. Any industrialization program in Zimbabwe will need the NRZ to be firing from all the four cylinders. When NRZ is functional, your ZISCO spill will begin to work. When NRZ is functional, it means the Wange colliery mine will be useful. It means the investor will be useful. So it is so critical to have NRZ working. But your question is it a viable option now to have the diaspora's funding made through diaspora bonds, NRZ? My answer is yes, but there are challenges. The challenges are that those that are running NRZ and all parastatals in Zimbabwe are very corrupt people. And they are people without a vision. They don't even know how they can resuscitate NRZ. So there is a need of a new vision. There is a need of innovation within NRZ management, NRZ board, and in the government itself. In its current construction, in its current configuration, there is a big problem. It would be like money going through a wall. But the idea of Zimbabweans outside the country contributing to the revitalization of the economy and the industry through investment is so crucial and so important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line, Gandhi.
Yes, back to Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda, Oh, I understand we've dropped Mr. Spanda. Anyway, we go back to Mr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, we understand while you were minister that you drafted a blueprint that would resuscitate the national railways of Zimbabwe. Now, do you think that this $400 million investment into the national railways of Zimbabwe is enough to get it running again?
Anything would welcome if the management and if the plan is clear and those implementing the plan are genuine. The National Railways of Zimbabwe will need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back onto the rails. So 400, 450 and whatever amount will contribute, will be the beginning. So I accept, we can't say no. It's important, let's have it. But there are structural issues that need attention for money. The problem is not just the money. The problem is the structure, the institution, the management, the board, and the policy in general that are supposed to be put in place in order for all parastatals, all state enterprises, all public enterprises in Zimbabwe. They are currently suffering structural problems, structural deficits. So there is a need for the implementation of the program that we started. Unfortunately, because of politics, those that inherited the ministry, those that inherited the state enterprises decided to put aside all the work we did in 5 years or 4.5 years. And one of the works that we did was to say, let's debangle NRZ. Let's separate the commercial from the social. Let's have the freight from the passengers. So we're looking at various ways of debangling NRZ to look at NRZ as a holistic company is so problematic. So there is a need for the infrastructure company to look at the railway, to look at the physical infrastructure, and also the other company or the other aspect to look at the services and administration. So the bungling of NRZ is important. So there is a structural problem. Yes, 400 will be important as a starting point, but we need almost $2 billion to get NRZ back.
That's a big deal, Chris.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But just a quick follow-up, Dr. Moyo. If then I am in the diaspora and I invest $400 million into a project that needs about $2 billion, does that make any economic sense? Because it won't yield any profit if I'm investing that little money. Does that make sense for the investors? I mean, as an investment?
NRZ, sure. NRZ is a big company. And when you participate or invest in NRZ, it's a long-term investment. It's an investment that is a lifetime. And it makes sense for diaspora people or diasporas to participate or to invest in NRZ. But we need proper management. We need proper policies. We need implementation of those policies. That's what is lacking. But otherwise, as a project, NRZ is a viable project. There is no country that can survive. There is no country that can revitalize its economy without a viable railway like Zimbabwe, because we are a mineral-based economy. There is a lot of minerals in our economy that need to be transported within and outside the country. So there is a need for resuscitation of railways, and there is a need for investors, our own domestic investors, international investors, and Zimbabweans living outside the country to invest. That's proper. But currently, there is a need to make sure that the dilapidated infrastructure is dealt with. There is a need for restocking most of the locomotives and other equipment in NRZ.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Just keep holding.
Yes, Chris Tavana va promise Sunday. Chizara che Zimbabwe chiri muno ma America vari ku Florida. Mumwe vanhu vari kuitawo zvirongwa zvibudiriro kumusha. Tinogamuchirai pachirongwa va Sunday.
Tinotenda nekuwanisa.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Vasande nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yoye zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zviri kuita zvirongwa zvebudiriro kumusha. Takanzwa svondo rapera mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaMason Munangagwa vachitaura kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze zvine chidikwa-dikwa chekudira mari inopfuura $1 billion muzvirongwa zvebudiriro, kusanganisirawo kumutsiridzwa kwekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe inoyata achikurukurawo naDr. Gordon Moyo vatiinawo pachirongwa vaive gurukota State Enterprises and Parastatals. Imiwo sei chezvara cheZimbabwe munotambirawo sei iwo hurongwa ihwohwu hwekuti vanhu vange vachiinvesta kana kuita nyaya dzebudiriro kumusha?
Chekutanga ndechekuti vamunangagwa havasvodi kuuya kuzopema kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Ivo vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo ndivo vanotanga kutukirira diaspora, uyezve vachitaura kuti diaspora haikwanisi kuvhota, diaspora haitenderwi, haina marights akafanana nemuzvarwa weZimbabwe anenge ari mukati menyika. Saka chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende yeZANU PF inofanira kunge iine nyadzi, vanofanira kunge vaine kusvoda kwavanoitawo, vanofanira kunge vaine ganda kumeso kuti vasvode kuuya kuzotaurira isu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakagara kuzhe kuti huyai muite invest munyika menyu. That is number one, ndopoindi yangu yekutanga iyoyo. Hamungade zvizvarwa zvenyika yenyu chete kana yasvika nguva yekuti mutore mari, asi kana paine marights anofanira kunge kodzero dzinofanira kunge dzipirwa muzvaro weZimbabwe muchivanyima uyezve muchivatukirira, you denigrate the diaspora. But kana masvika panguva yekuti mashayiwa investment, maakuuya neguchu rekupemha kwatiri. Saka papoint iyoyo ndinotaura kuti it's a non-starter to begin with. Number two, maparastatals emunyika medu aparadzwa. Takaona maparastatals isu achilutwa, achibiwa mari, madirectors maparastatals vachizvibhadharisa iwo $500,000 a month. Handiti? So we have seen the pismas being looted left, right and center. Ichibiwa mari that's parastatal. Saka, what confidence do I have inini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe kuti nditore my hard-earned cash and put it in the hands of a very, very corrupt and mismanaged government? Kana paine vanadzo mari dzakawandisa zvokuti vashayiko kudziendesa, tinoudzwa kuti endai munopana Munangagwa navana Chombo vabe vadye zvavaite zvavaite madiri azvo china. Asi ini semuzvarwa weZimbabwe aendesa mari munyika yeZimbabwe, ndaita mainvestments akawanda munyika yeZimbabwe, zvose zvichiparara nekuti mainfrastructure yedu, maparastatals yedu have been mismanaged. Hakuna management of any of those things. So I don't know. My foreigners have lost faith. There's no foreign direct investment coming from Zimbabwe other than my remittances in the diaspora. Mari dzedu dzatiri kutumira neeco cash ne Western Union ndo yatova foreign direct investment iri kuuya muZimbabwe. Hapana any other outside investor ari kukwanisa kana kuti ane confidence dzekuenda kunopa mari yake muZimbabwe kuti aite investment. Saka isusu sevana muZimbabwe tinozowana kupi confidence dzacho dzekuti titore mari dzedu tipe vana Munangagwa vade mari idzodzo?
Vasande, nekubatei muromo, ramba henyu muri pachirongwa. Pane mumwe muteereri nhare yake inenge iri kunetsa asati azodonha zvachose, todzoka kwamuri, ramba henyu muri parunhare, tine urombo. Tina mukoma Andrew Moyo, makadi mukoma Andrew?
Tipo makasimba here?
Aiwa tiri wapenyu, ngoti gaga tinzweu, muri muHarare?
Hunde.
Titaurirei pfungwa
dzenyu. Tinoida muno muZimbabwe. Zvinotaurwa nezvazvo naweda against the investment, but at the same time our government inenge ichiti let's move forward. But on the ground, what they'll be doing, they'll be driving backwards. Both. I don't know but his own history, I can't get out of the trigger, Zuko. I can't see a trigger, ya parara. And that is not being resuscitated as well. And you find him a Fungiro, KHs, and I a good 400 million in a resuscitate the railway system. Railway in a Kashtakura there's no industry in Ushanda right now. Simultaneously at the same time, industry is saying that the railway is heater. And a little of money is required to resuscitate you know, the railway system right now. And a lot of paratus turtles, even in agriculture, you think that you can turn a railway tower, this is that, but there's nothing on the ground. You find Wakumana or Utah or outside the diaspora, what is ZANU-PF, you know, this is the Mangwana. That's not it. This is why we're not going to for the middle. We got such a relationship where we're headed right now. That's the last chapter, you know. It's a problem, you know. The whole thing, the equity is the government as it is, the funding is unpaid. There's no development in this kind of economy. Come along. There's nothing at all. Look at the industry. My sister, I don't agree. I can't wait to meet you. That's not my industry. We're going to do the value of brothers. We're going to have 3 minutes. We're going to move to you. There's nothing, there's no confidence. The roads are very bad. And we think of what the right people drive this country. My pastor, a parara, motor, a machine. You find a motor, you know, the lead one minister, a kaita, a parrenyatra, minister, a letter, $100,000. Most of the money has not come as in there, and you put any Christmas. Christmas is a child. It's not kind of a badara. Providers. And it justifies that you could have queen Kakao in the Churu, just like Tramario, not knowing the situation like I'm in the country right now. And they will go on to be supported by Priscilla, who is in social warfare. And then Chinda can have a Maria Chain and they supported him at the time in Square Kokong, maybe, for Christmas. You know, the country is upside down. As long as I'm here, there's nothing ever going to happen in this country. Thank you.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru kwama Andrew regaitirwe kune mumwe muteereri tina vamakura makadi
ndipo makadi vakuru
ndagona here kudaidza zita izvi
ndizvo zvachaizvo ndiro zvitara zvichairo iroro
pakanaka muri kupi kuSouth Africa
ndiri kumpumalanga
kunobuda nezuva uko
chaiko kubodhara kuMozambique
aiwa pakanaka tipei pfungwa dzenyu munyaya tiri kukurukura
Awa nyaya mutara yakanaka zvikuru za. Ende tinotsigira nemataure vaviri vavati vautera vakatevedza nawo. Zvechokwadi nyaya yekumusha ukoko inotyisa kuti investe. Tichiri kuremba panhau dzero kanakateerera tiringa nditika. Mushitaro nyaya yekurailways kuti pane mari painzi pari kuhoru patoka mari yotenga mapata akadai mapata chasina ngazowanika. Tamara irewe sina mari pane uoro wanga uriko ikoko. Saka zvinhu zvinototyisa kuti kumusha kuite mainvestments maona. Zvekuti vamwe isusu ka ndine shambari dzangu vakatonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Inini ndiwane muti takatomirira kuti mapepa angu akapfurukwa. Tonovhura mabhizinesi kuMozambique. Bhikozi kuMozambique zvechokwadi muno muSouth Africa nemamakwenu vati vane mabhizinesi ari kutobhusta kuMozambique. Kumusha kwedu kunotyisa. Iyo railway yacho inenge ichitakura asi chinenge izvo yemapassenger ndidzi azvokutakura mapassenger ndidzi nevamwe vanenge vachindoo kumisangano chinoti kumindasi chatakura mara chamaisa kuindasi iri kusenda saka kumusha kunotyisa investa ikoko
asi ka mukoma makura tikada kuti tese tingopinda pamunda wakarimwa kare Munofunga here kuti pano okoiwa. Handiti vanhu munotombogoborawo minda yenyu, muitawo muchipisa mavivi, motangawo kurima ndozvine zvaakutarisirwa kumutsiridza maindustry.
Amen. Amen. Pazvamuda izvozvo ugobora nokutanga kuita mavisi makwanzo kupisa vanhu ikira. Tiri kuzviita kuMozambique. Tine 3 guys vakaenda kuMozambique kanovhura mabhizinesi avo. Vatosvika mapepa aprova hurumende chakati no. Pamari yamunayo zvichigona kufana kukupa loan yekuma 6 million meticash. Kufarira chibhizinesi yamuda plus makwanisa kuemploya nomunyika medu maona those guys vakati mabhizinesi vakatoemploya almost 60 vanhu mwaka mpya na wakati usaidi wewe menezoka iri kutofara watu skwaru Zimbabwe ndio kwa business unoka asito motori nguwa zotini within vangon pa within 3 weeks mapepa wano kona kwa approve wa ndoto bonji wataka kudara no business angu zoro zvokuda kuinvesta muchatiri kuda baba but ma policies ekumusha pakachinjwa vakachinjwa vakatose ma minister nokuti nodi bose zvati hori ndokawanda hapana kuzi mbudzi nezvapa yakasungirirwa ka uchida mapepa chaanditi unotanga uya uya kwakadai so uya wanga unotopoka mudharambo ma drink ndokugadzira ndamwe ndakamboenda ndotsvaka nzvimbo inini kuti kuti ndiite keto family yavanditi ka pazvakatanga zvataura pano zvaandakabvana ngosviba moyo azvimaona saka ndatopiwa that business that they are going to open kumoza ndiki bozi kumusha uwo hapana chaanoita usina kubvisa mari muomo wabvisa mari yacho anouya kuenda kutenga mashezi mumbuti vanhu vachoka hauna mari yacho achawanika tiri kuda zvine chido chode musha yedu munyika titimutsidzira nditi ka pane mamiriro akaenda makondishini emunyika medu mukoma unga anotyisa kamari kanonga waunganidza iko kanogona ngomedza hauna kuzokwanisa ukaona hapana garanti mari yacho inokwanisa kuti
aiwa maita basa mukoma makuratanzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tinodairawo kuti vamwe vanowanawo zviri zvitatu zvekunhonga ipapo rambai muchitsigira zvirongwa zvedu zvestudio 7 tinotenda ganda
tatenda nebaba
jonga before we go to our guests there's a story that has been circulating today. I thought I might read just a bit of it for the benefit of our listeners, since we are talking money. The story is about the government, approving the construction of a university in honor of President Mugabe. The university will be called Robert Mugabe University and is going to be built in Mazowe. And the cost is going to be $800 million plus $200 million towards the establishment of the university's endowment fund for research and innovation. So we are talking about $1 billion, which is like a third of the GDP. Now, that is something, I don't know where that money is going to come from, but we know it's going to be there somehow. You know, yeah, when the government wants it, it always...
The cabinet approved that. Maybe it's part of the... investment.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to Dr. Moyo. I understand he's back online. Dr. Moyo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mnumzana Moyo, ungasela ukuthi udaba lolo esiluphetheyo lamhlanje olwabantwana bezimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi benelise ukuthi bayenze lo kuthiwa investment kungaba kukuhle yini ngoba lapho sisekuzwile kwabanye abaphandle kwelizwe bathi bona uhulumende lo ufuna ukusebenzisa nje ngesikhathi yena nxa efuna nxa thina sifuna sicela ezinye izicelo ezifana lokuthi sicela ukuthi lathi sike nje sponsor lathi amavoti ethu sikhona apha emazweni esihlala khona uhulumende kasivumeli abacele njalo ukuthi hayi nxa sifuna ukuthumeza kumbe zimota i-duty le osokuthiwa i-120% kanti ngani liyasiyehlisela kancane nje sithumezeleke izizalwane zethu labangane lezihlobo khona le eZimbabwe kodwa kunzima ukuthi nginjenje ngingazama ukuthi ngithumeze imota sekumele ngibhadale i-120% lokunye okunjalo izikhalazo eziningi-ningi ungathini wena ngamafitshane nxa ubona imigoqo enjalo le investment
kuyahlupha lokhu babagandi ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende okhona uyafuna kuphela izimali zabantu kodwa zingabuya ngoba zikhona ezinye ezibuyayo zifika zidliwe ziyadliwa nje ziphelele emoyeni kugcwele esingathi yi-corruption so abantu lanxa bengaletha izimali zabo ba-investe abe-diaspora nabanye nje abama-foreign direct investor kuba le-problem ngenxa yokuthi kule corruption imali ziyanyamalala imali ziyadliwa okwesibili ama-policies imithetho eyiyo elawula eze economy.
Oh, sorry, I think we lost Dr. Moyo again, Jonga.
And I think we also had problems with Mr. Angelstone's Banda's phone. I'm not sure whether he's back on the program. Okay, Mr. Sunday is still there?
Yes, Baba.
Sorry, we are having problems with our lines, but you heard from what our two callers said. Do you have anything to add or subtract?
Yeah, no, all I just want to add is the fact that I don't think any reasoning Zimbabwean citizen who's living in the diaspora will be willing to part with their hard-earned cash to entrust it on the hands of the ZANU-PF government, which has mismanaged everything that they can lay their hands on. My advice to the citizens of Zimbabwe that are in the diaspora is, please protect your hard-earned cash. Do not give your money to these people. We need a new government in Zimbabwe. We need a government that is there to manage the economy with the interests of the country. We need a government that is responsible, that is transparent, that has an economic sense to revive our industries. So failure to get a new government and new players in the government who are willing and that are able to be custodians of our money, I would not part with a single penny to give it to any ZANU-PF government, no matter what kind of investment that they can try to sell me. Now, they are talking about asking the diaspora to invest in reviving NRZ. Let me tell you something. ZANU-PF government has destroyed even the cold storage commission. Business rekuraya mombe nekufiya mombe nekuti uchitengesa ma skins. They have failed to run a business to slaughter cattle and sell hide. And you think I'm going to give them money to start it, locomotives and all that stuff? That is the funniest joke that I've heard. And I'm asking fellow Zimbabweans, Musa endese Maria Nyukunopana Mnangago, they have stolen enough these guys. Very bad one, very pathetic. And if you are going to waste your money, putting your money in the hands of ZANU-PF, please do not come to us crying when that money is looted before even the project is implemented. That's my only advice to the Zimbabwean people.
Asi hatikurudzire zvedu vasande kuti titi vanhingi vakaba nokuti hatina umbo tinonzwa point yenyu yekuti hurumende muhurumende mune huori nezvimwe zvakadaro asi kuti tizonongedza mune mazita kuti uyu nhingi tisina umbo zvinotitinetsei asi ramba yanyu muri parunare. Thank you. Tine mumwe muteereri Gandi.
Yebo Chonga, silo Khumalo, Khumalo seGweru, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Sarivonani kutiti.
Yebo, kunjani Khumalo?
Hayi, ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiyaphila. Ungaphi kweGweru?
NgiseGweru eCity Centre.
Oh, eCity Centre. Ya, ungasiphathisa ngohlelo lwethu.
Bengithi mina yazi ziyamangaza ukuthi sebecela imali kudayaspora khona manje. Bona obesithi abantu bediaspora kumele bangabavote. Into yakuqala kumele bavumele abantu bediaspora ukuthi bavote first. Bangavunyela ukuvota babe nelungelo ukuthi ngabantwana bezimbabwe. Angithi kumele bavunyele ukuvota lapha babekhona bekhonale bavote kuma-embassies khonale bangavota and then that's when bengakwanisa nje ukuthi banjani bafake imali zabo. Bangafaka imali zabo bangafaka kodwa-ke amboni ukuthi kabe kukuhle ukuthi umuntu emali sako ukuthi avote enzeleukuthi umuntu umcele ukuthi afake imali yakhe as an investor ebantwini abazosuka bantshontshe imali amboni ngoba lapho isekuyikudinga imali yekhampeni khona manje amboni ukuthi kuyahamba-ke kahle khonapho.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Khumalo ngombono wakho.
Ehe, kumele babavumele ukuthi bavote njengabantwana bezimbabwe nxa besazi ukuthi ngabantwana bezimbabwe bavote kuma-embassies yabo khonale lapha babekhona. Yes, cela sokuright and then bakhiphe amasela wona laba anjani abantshontsha katika kila makosa ya kazi baahona abafungo wakupa makosa ya kazi nao enta mo dizi mali zile zilizalishwa kwa nguvu bebenige za wanya bantu abashele nje na na sana ile fikra uto na kila rafiki $50 a month they are more than 3000 kwa napa bahola weekly zinge zifungu fungu pili mali they are milking the government so ngusela bono hayi yabo
hayi sibongile kakhulu Khumalo
but
yeah Junga he says this is they just want to raise funds for elections for campaigning
that's his views yeah
yeah inkomo siyakwamukela kuhle
yebo sibongile njani
yes siyaphila thina ungapi kwe South Africa nko
Oh,
eGoli kanye.
Yeah.
Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Igamendele Island Shoni iyayangisa. Ibisibiza abantu abangafundanga. Namhlanje sisilandelela sifuna imali zethu. Abahlale kwamaphepha kwabantu bafundile obehambe eSingapore lokubo China. Lapha abagijima besiya khona why bengihamba beyabe kuthatha kubuye kuzoinvesta elizweni umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 angeke efake imali yakhe kugovernment ebolileyo enjalo esibule ilizwe 36 years bengenzi lutho bejethi bafundile befundile ezingadingcedinga lutho mbani umuntu olengqondo ezingu-5 ongafaka imali ekhe kugovernment enjalo ayazi ukuthi vote singaphandle kwelizwe basilandelela bafunani bazama ukurobha abantu abethu abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bona bethi bayabathanda if bebathanda abalethe ama-box sizokota ngapha ngaphandle kwelizwe
hayi kuzwakala isibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho
siyabonga kakhulu baba ndisicela esinye esincane kakhulu ngicela ama-opportunity wonke sibambane ekhaya lapho sibakhuphe laba bantu bese sibuya sizofaka izimali nje siziphethe zikhukhumele for la angeke ngifake imali yami okulilizwe ngalabhenki engingabeleke ngiphiwa ngoswayipa ngiphi $20 ngiyayisa ngaphi ni $20 ekhaya kwabo kuthiwa ngizoinvesta ekhaya kusasa kuvukuthiwa kuyimali kakukho ebhenki kodwa bazibona nje into abazivuma ukuthi ziright uma bephile labo bantu
hayi siyakuzwa baba ngembono yakho
Maybe you can go to Mr. Sunday. Mr. Sunday. Hello.
Yes, Baba.
Kune zvirongwa here zvekuti vari kunze kwenyika munogona kupinda muchinoita zvemabhizinesi kana zvebudiriro izvo zvekumusha musingapindi nemumaoko ehurumende.
Zvinokwanisa kuwanika mabusiness opportunities anokwanisa kuwanika kumusha asi chinonetsa ndechekudai kuti utange business kumusha hurumende yedu haisi kuita haisi kupa environment yakanaka yekuti vanhu utange kuita business tinoona kuti even my import regulations ekumusha wakada kuti even utenge motikari dzekuende nadzo kumusha utange kuita business unonzi ubhadhara 150% duty kuti ukwanise kuunza motikari dzekuti utangise business kumusha honestly zviri kurehwa nehurumende zvekuti yose mota yese yawatenga iwewo unofanira kutengera hurumende another vehicle for you to bring your own vehicle munyika saka maregulations akadaro iwawo mapolicies iwawo they are not there to encourage business kuti utazotanga business kwetu wenoona business registration process yachai kumusha inonetsa kuti munhu uende kuzimbabwe utange kuita business simple business registration is very very difficult to get it done saka tiri kuti isusu tiri kuda kuti titange mabhizinesi vamwe takatotanga mabhizinesi kumusha uku asi by the time yaunokwanisa kuti kuti business rako ritange kukurana hurumende yedu inoisa maobstacles akawanda in the path for you to start to implement your own business watanga kudaro, almost everything that you have to do, you have to go through the hands of corruption on almost every single thing that you try to do. Saka unaona sevano anonga try kutanga mabusiness nema simple savings atinawo, it becomes very difficult kuti uwe une the capital yekuti uite navigate through the corrupt system yekumusha. Simple business transaction chaichayo pa border pepe, you have to know someone, you have to pay exorbitant amounts of money for you to move very very simple items that you need kuti utange the business rako kumusha. Saka those are two issues. The government has to create conducive environment, they have to have conducive policies that encourage business. There's another caller at our day, I'm contemplating to go and start my business in Mozambique, because the moment you step in, the government, number one, is appreciated, they expedite your process and it's seamless. You do not have to pay anyone for your business registration to happen. And once you start business, if you are importing something, they have policies that encourage all those things. Some of us have gone to start businesses even as far as Zambia, because we just cannot cope with what our government, the environment that our government has established. So when we talk about the government creating conducive environment, those are some of the things that we talk about. And the government itself, they know that. The same ministers, when you come up with a business idea and you start up your business, those are the same people that are coming to you, to your place of business, and that are asking you to either bring them into your business or they will cause you to shut down. So, at someone's wishes, and when you called me out on the aspect of calling this government thieves. But let me tell you, my friend, my brother, we have gone past the stage of beating around the bush. We discovered diamonds in Marange. Where are the diamonds right now? What happened to the diamond mines? They have shut down. Now we are being told that the companies that were there, they are now leaving. The same companies that the government was controlling, Ananambada Diamonds, are now being called, they are now bankrupt. We are seeing their properties, those same companies' properties are being attached by the courts, because they've now gone bankrupt. What happened to all those diamonds? Should I not call that this government looted the natural resources? I should. When we talk about Christmas and how we know as a country that people like Cuthbert Dube were paying themselves $500,000 a month, that is a fact. They are thieves. So, I appreciate when you call me out that we do not have evidence, but my brother, our country is being looted left, right, and center, and this government is to account. When they cannot prosecute all those people with blatant corruption, with blatant theft, they cannot bring those people to justice. They are accomplices to that theft, and it is this government that has failed. So unless and until we have a government that calls to account, we have a government that can throw a commission of inquiry. The president himself told us that 15 billion worth of our diamonds went missing. There is not even a commission of inquiry. So tell me, who should I blame for 15 billion of our diamonds being stolen? This government is a government of thieves, and I apologize to you if you think I'm wrong on that, but it is this government that should be accounting for that 15 billion. And up to now, we don't know where it went.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sande. Please do stay on the line, Gande. We understand Mr. Swanda is back on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Swanda is back. But before we go to Swanda, let me read just a short message here from one of our regular callers, listeners, actually. I don't know why he's not calling, but he sent a message anyway. I'll read it out. And this is from Muzovans Nguve, who is the MTC USA Organizing Secretary, and here's what he's saying. He says, just curious why the government of Zimbabwe has not looked east from their Chinese ally, since we have seen that the Chinese has done in Kenya, Nigeria and Ethiopia building their new railway system and introducing fast modern trains. My guess is that the Chinese probably refused because the Zimbabwean government has a bad credit record with most international financial institutions to get money because they don't pay their bills at all. So how is the diaspora supposed to trust such a government that does not even afford the diaspora voting rights, which are even enshrined in our new constitution, a voting process that costs much less than reviving the National Railways of Zimbabwe, surely? Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Let me go back now to Mr. Smanda, who I understand is now back online. Mr. Smanda, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Smanda, we are from what we've been getting from both our listeners and some of our guests is that, you know, investing into Zimbabwe as a, you know, from the diaspora is just like, you know, throwing your money into the drain. My question now is, you know, as individuals, we have our own aspirations and our own families to take care of. So is it wise for someone in the diaspora to invest in a small private business as compared to investing in infrastructure?
Yes and no. I'll begin by a no. You know, in the sense that whatever kind of business that you are involved, you want to do in Zimbabwe, government would want to poke their nose in whatever you are doing. I listened to my brother who alluded to the fact that it is very difficult in Zimbabwe to register a company. For example, just registering a company to get that certificate of incorporation would cost you not less than $250. Just to get that certificate of incorporation, to do even that small business that you want to do. Whereas in South Africa, it costs less than 500 rand, 500 rand thereabouts to do that. And then that's when then we see this everyone else becoming a consultant, doing social companies, and so on and so on. It is actually very discouraging to start a business in Zimbabwe. And not only that, the other speaker spoke alluded to the issue of corruption. So even if you are doing that kind of a small-scale business, you still have to navigate through the difficult part of corrupt government officials, a difficult system. For example, it is mandatory that you pay tax. But the Zimbra on its own, just Zimbra cannot upgrade their digital system where we submit our tax return. It's actually a nightmare to log into the Zimbra website. And for years, it's been like that. And when they talk about going digital, but they have no capacity to handle after that. So it's a nightmare. It's a problem. However, I would say you can just take a try. And the other challenge is for some of us who are interested in investing in land, getting land in Zimbabwe is actually a problem. As long as if you are not ZANU-PF, if you are not if you are not a member in the structure of ZANU-PF and if you don't attend their rallies, you will not get the land. We have been trying to get land since.
Oh, we can't. Anyway, we go to Dr. Moyo. Dr. Moyo, I understand you are back, and unfortunately, the show is coming to an end. Just a minute of your take on the investing in Zimbabwe. We had asked Mr. Smanda if it is a wise idea for individuals to invest in their own small businesses than throwing their money into infrastructure and parastatals like the NRZ.
There is a big problem with our parastatals at the moment because of mismanagement, because of corruption, because of policy inconsistency, and because of dilapidation of the machinery. So investing in our parastatals currently is problematic. But under normal circumstances, when you have a government that is properly functioning, with effective and efficient management, it is good to invest in large and big companies NRZ, like
thank you so much, Dr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time is run out. We'll continue the conversation some other time. And also would like to say thank you to Mr. Angliston Simanda and, of course, Promise Sunday and the rest of the listeners who managed to get through. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talks.